Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play clock down to 8. Now he stands in the gun, waits on the snap. Joe looking and throws late, but he gets Moss left corner. And did he get in? That's a touchdown. Got it over the pylon, left side of the end zone. Thad Moss with his second touchdown of the night, his third of the season, or check that, fourth of the season. And a four-yard touchdown extends the lead for LSU 34-25.
Thaddeus Moss had a great game last night. Patrick Queen did as well. And those are two names you didn't really hear mentioned a lot before the game. And Patrick Queen, as a matter of fact, was a defensive MVP. Mike Scarborough joins us. Editor, publisher of TigerBait.com. If you all have any questions about recruiting, about the future for LSU, give us a call, 260-1870. I'll hook you up with Mike. And it's a shame that we start looking ahead already. But Coach O last night, in an interview with ESPN, Scott Van Belt said, you know what, there's a dead period now or down period, but we're going to start. He'll be out on the road recruiting on Friday. Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Thanks for the time. Tell me about TigerBait.com.
That's it. We've got everything for you. Wrapping this one up. The site, I think I posted, we wrapped up at about 4:15 this morning, and I got about 10 or 12 content items on the site, breaking it down and forwards and backwards.
Let's go backwards in terms of building this team. Les Miles had anything to do with recruiting any of these guys or not?
Oh yeah, he had a hand in recruiting many of the players on this football team. But of course, there's a lot of pivotal ones that he wasn't involved with. And certainly the biggest of all is Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's still many players on this roster that were recruited by Les Miles, and of course Ed Orgeron was on that staff as well, as it was many of the coaches on this staff were carryovers from Les Miles.
You know, when it comes to Joe Burrow and a successor to him, a quarterback like that doesn't come along a lot, often rather. So I guess what I'm thinking, Mike, is if we're thinking that next season we're going to have another Joe Burrow, we might need to kind of lower our expectations a little bit?
I would say so. It can be if you went to Vegas and you want to put something on the board, the likelihood that you'd ever see something like this again at LSU, I think it'd be it's unlikely that you will, but it also depends on your age. And even then, it's probably unlikely.
And health. Greg, calling back from Gertown, wanted to talk about recruiting. Hey, Greg, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with you, fellas. I was at the game, and I hate to even be talking about recruiting. I'm like, man, let's enjoy it for a little bit.
Coach Joe mentioned it last night, talking to Scott Van Pelt. So.
Yeah, I was up in the cheap seats, although for that game, it wasn't too cheap, I got to tell you. But it was funny. I saw Trump come out. People were chanting, lock him up. But I guess they meant they were going to lock up that Clemson defense. lock up the offense. They did really well. I thought Queen did really well. But who's this recruit? Who's this quarterback out of Texas I hear wants to transfer?
Let's see. Mike?
Yeah, there was a guy that ended up in the transfer portal last night during the game. But, look, LSU just signed two quarterbacks. Both of them have already have been practicing with this LSU team while they prepared for Clemson. And Max Johnson, T.J. Finley from Ponchatoula. And so you're going to have four scholarship quarterbacks working out for LSU this spring. So the likelihood of them bringing in a fifth, I think, is very slim. Now, I do think that there is a possibility, you know, that maybe that changes. Let's say they go through spring, and you know, one of the quarterbacks decides, look, this is a log jam. I'm going to transfer out. Then all of a sudden, they start thinking, hey, or if they don't like what they've seen in spring camp, then they start going the other way. But you know, Miles Brennan is your odds-on favorite for next year, and the battle for number two is sure going to be interesting. But look, Miles Brennan has a lot of competition. And, you know, we were talking last night about which juniors are going to go pro, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of them.
Let's pick it up here when we come back. Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. You got any questions or comments about the future of LSU, 260-1870, or you can text them to 870-870. It's 820 now, and that's time for traffic on WWL. 825 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, the day after. Celebrating LSU's national championship. What a tremendous season. Mike Scarborough with us, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Mike, what are you operating on, about 15 minutes of sleep?
That's about it. While you had me on commercial break, I was trying to tweet out some things, and I got it wrong three times. I'm happy.
It's a long night. So in terms of juniors that could be leaving or just how the team's going to be different, some of the top-named seniors that will be leaving and also some juniors, and I think the deadline is Friday to declare for that or not?
Yeah, it just seems like there's going to be a whole lot of them, and even some that maybe, you know, what we were hearing last night. But, that's just a lot of rumors in the press box. We'll see how it plays out, but I think there's going to be just about everybody you would expect to go, and then maybe a few others like, Kerry Vincent. What does Sadiq Charles end up doing? There's going to be a lot of guys that opt to go to the NFL.
Kalavon Chaisson?
I think that's likely.
Is the new, I hate that phrase, paradigm, but is the new model for college football quarterbacks transfers? Because you talked about some that might transfer out. Tie all of that together for me, Mike, with who's on the team right now with Joe Brady. Is Joe Brady going to go anywhere, you think? And then how do the people that are on the team right now fit into his system? Were they recruited with that in mind?
Well, I think that, yeah, it is the new model, and all coaches have adapted to it. And if they haven't, they're making a mistake or they're going to be way behind. The transfer portal or in particularly grad transfers, which is Joe Burrow. The crazy thing about Joe Burrow was he was a grad transfer that had 2 years of eligibility left. I don't know what the percentage would be, but if it's more than 5% of the players that enter that transfer, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. 95% of them aren't. So he's been a rare bird in every way. But when three of the four quarterbacks up on stage at the Heisman are transfers, what does that tell you about that particular position and what the transfer portal can mean to them if they get beat out, or there's a new coaching staff or a new hire, or get beat out, and they were in a school that has recruited very, very well, they can transfer somewhere and have much success.
So Joe Brady and Joe Burrow were like puzzle pieces, right? They fit together perfectly. And I guess what I'm asking is, the quarterbacks that they have now, are they going to have to shave off a little bit here, a little bit there to get that puzzle to fit, or are they going to kind of fall into place?
Yeah, I think you tailor this to every quarterback's strengths and weaknesses. What Joe Brady does offensively can fit any quarterback. Certainly there's no way that you could have one of the best five-star quarterbacks right on your roster right behind Joe Burrow, and you're going to have a drop-off next season.
Yeah.
Between the losses of Justin Jefferson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, some offensive linemen, Now you, when we're talking about juniors, Thaddeus Moss, now it looks like he might want to go along with all the others I just named. So going to have a bunch of new faces. But, you know, look, that's why recruiting never stops, and LSU signed the best tight end, might be the most the biggest tight end or most special tight end in recruiting ever, Arik Gilbert, in this past recruiting class. So LSU's recruited very well, and they'll be back in the thick of it next year.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. Go to TigerBait.com. Everything you need to know about LSU athletics right there waiting for you. We got some more of these tickets to give away to see the Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience. It happens Friday night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Soon you will hear the Beatles song of the hour, which happens to be Hard Day's Night. And when you do, I'll give you the number to call in and win. Here's WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.